I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Still a little stunned and a little flabbergasted. Wouldn't have been around that I would have expected coming.
American golfer Jim Furyk has shot the lowest single-day score in the history of the PGA Tour. Furyk firing a 58 in the final round of the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, after weeks of not playing well.
I was able to go to the range last night, kind of send some video to my dad, text back and forth with him, and kept working on some things in my setup that we were working on, and kind of today felt like I just wanted to go out there and kind of shorten and tighten up my swing a little bit.
The 46-year-old Furyk began the final round 16 shots off the lead. He finished just three behind eventual winner Russell Knox of Scotland. For some of the players who decided to skip the Rio Olympics, it's the annual John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois. American Zach Johnson put his Zika virus concerns aside as he's one of the top favorites to win.
I've embraced the fact that it's a fun week for me because I have family, I have friends that come out, you know, and it doesn't matter if I shoot 78 or 62 here, they're still going to cheer me on, and that's pretty special. So that's why it's always been a highlight on my calendar.
While baseball is not an Olympic sport right now, there was plenty to cheer about when Ichiro Suzuki of Japan became just the 30th Major League Baseball player to amass 3,000 hits. Choosing to speak through a translator, Suzuki says he was happiest for the fans.
Obviously, you know, for me, you know, being happy or not, you know, that's one thing, but, you know, to see all my teammates and the fans, just all those people that were happy for me, you know, that's something that I'll never forget. That's something that I was happy about.
As for Suzuki's biggest relief of reaching the milestone,
you know, for the last couple of weeks, been a lot of members of the media following me, you know, trying to get this 3,000 in, and I'm just so happy that they can go back to their homes now that I've done it. So that I'm more relieved about that.
Saying goodbye is one of Major League Baseball's best players, Alex Rodriguez.
No athlete ever ends his career or her career the way you want to. We all want to keep playing forever. But it doesn't work that way. Accepting the end gracefully is part of being a professional athlete. Saying goodbye may be the hardest part of the job. But that's what I'm doing today.
Rodriguez taking his final swings at the plate Friday after 22 seasons, 9 with the Texas Rangers, 13 with the New York Yankees. Revelations of Rodriguez's drug use and his notable failures in numerous Yankee postseasons will always be mentioned alongside his achievements, winning 3 American League Most Valuable Player Awards and amassing more than 3,000 hits with nearly 700 home runs. He'll remain with the New York Yankees as an advisor and mentor to young players. Imagine training and competing for years in an individual sport to try to reach your goal of competing in the Olympics, only to have your hopes dashed by a decision off the field of play. That's what happened to Dutch judoka Jewel Fransen. She's had success at every level of judo, winning European championships in 3 different age categories, all in the 57-kilogram weight class. The 26-year-old Fransen qualified for the Olympics by virtue of her results, but so did 29-year-old teammate Annika van Emden. In Olympic judo, there's only one competitor from each country in each weight category. The Dutch Judo Association selected van Emden over Fransen, who was heartbroken, especially because it was supposed to be a 2-year qualifying process. But the association ended up cutting it short by 4 months.
There is no specific criteria for it, so the federation can decide whatever they want. So that's a little bit politics, right, I think. So it's a closure for me, it's a closed chapter. And now I'm here for the other ones who are competing here, and I hope they win a medal.
She's an alternate and a training partner, doing all she can to help those who made the team.
I'm jealous that they are here and I'm not, but I will be cheering for them. I will be nervous at the when I'm sitting at the in the crowd.
Franzen still has Olympic hopes, aiming to compete at the Tokyo Games in 2020. It's no secret the quality of the ocean and bay waters where some of the Rio Olympic sporting events will be taking place are far from ideal. Officials and athletes, though, are trying not to let that become an issue. Sid Cassidy was a highly ranked marathon swimmer decades ago. For the Rio Summer Games, she is the head referee for men's marathon swimming, which takes place in the Atlantic Ocean just off of Copacabana Beach. Cassidy says swimmers will naturally ingest some water during part of the approximately two-hour race.
I think most of them will probably wear earplugs and take, you know, the precautions that they can in advance with any kind of prophylactic drugs that, you know, are coming out to prevent any kind of diseases from coming through. But to tell you the truth, I've been in this game since the 70s, and we've seen a lot of events through the last 40, 50 years in much, much worse water quality than this.
Switzerland's Maja Siegenthaler is competing in her first Olympics in the women's 470 sailing event. She tells VOA it's something that they just have to deal with.
We have to handle with this. We clean our hands. We take showers. We took all the steps to prevent illness. And actually, it's for everybody the same, and we will not think about this during sailing.
Game Room shoutouts this week go to Twitter followers Crazy Golf Game at Crazy Golf Game, Indian Wells News at Indian Wells News, and Women's Golf at Women's Golf Com. Thanks to all who are following us on Twitter. Be sure also to look us up on SoundCloud and YouTube. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.